Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. And let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life. Let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet. And let my heart fill with the silence of the open. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be.
Hi, everyone. This is Cynthia Fontaine. Thank you for joining me. And you are just listening to Kev Rowe, and you can find his music at kevrowe.bandcamp.com. He's a great artist, writes and plays and sings his own stuff. And it's, again, Kev Rowe, kevrowe.bandcamp.com. And I want to thank Kev for allowing me to use his fabulous music. I love his stuff. It's just so appropriate for what I do. It's actually pretty cool when you find an artist out there who writes music that makes sense for your life, you know, whether it's your life in general or whether it pertains to the work that you do. So I am live in the chat room. If you would like to join me, I would love to see you guys on there. You can also call in today, and the call-in number is 818-691-7313. Again, if you'd like to call in today, the number is 818-691-7313. So again, wherever you are tuning in today, or if you listen to the replay in the future, I welcome you to the show. Thank you for listening. I have the best group of people around me, the best fans and Facebook friends and Twitter followers on the planet. I love you guys, so I'm giving you all a shout out here. So you just want to say hi. I know that I've been scarce the last couple of weeks due to a number of things. A big wedding. My best friend's daughter got married, who she considers me her other mother. We have been single moms for many, many years and sort of, you know, raised the kids together. We spent a lot of time together while the kids were growing up. And So I have a new son-in-law, and it's really great. You know how the weddings can be stressful, and that is part of our topic today, weddings and funerals. Because not only did I just have the big wedding in June, I had a funeral last week as well. My aunt, who is also my godmother and my children's godmother, passed away at the age of 63. It was very, very quick. We learned a month prior to her passing that she had cancer. And it was pretty shocking because it all happened so fast. And it was so far advanced that there was no medical options as far as helping her to beat the cancer. I'm sure as many of you have had as well, because cancer is so rampant, not only in the United States, but all around the world. I'm sure that you've had family members who have both won and lost the battle with cancer. And, you know, my compassion and love goes out to all of you and any of you who are suffering with cancer or any other debilitating illness at this time. My heart really goes out to you. I was also in the hospital last week, as you may know from listening, if you listened to the show last week. I've always been a compassionate person, but I have to say I really, really now have a new compassion for people who have to go through a lot of medical treatments and so forth. You know, the first intravenous that the nurse tried to put in my arm, she blew the first vein out. And, you know, so then that meant multiple tries at getting a line in and so forth. And I won't bore you with those details or gross you out. But anyway, I came home rather bruised, you know, besides dealing with the issue that I went in for. I came home bruised and tired on top of it because, you know, they don't let you sleep in the hospital. You're up all night and testing and they poke around at you and things like that. So my heart really, really goes out to those of you who have had or are going through any kind of medical issues and have to have medical care from the hospitals or doctors. It's really, really no fun. So that being said, back on to the topic, weddings and funerals. It's been an interesting last couple of weeks for me. Especially interesting last week with the wedding. Last week with the funeral. And I find that weddings and funerals bring out the best in people and bring out the worst in people. And I'm sure that you probably have all experienced this at some point in your life. You know, the wedding is always about, well, you should do this way or that way, or, you know, everybody has an opinion. And it's very difficult to please everyone. I was actually in the wedding arena for 8 years. I owned a florist shop. So I had seen it all. Every bride and mother-in-law possibility that could have walked through our doors. And it's really interesting to see the dynamics. And, you know, my adopted daughter, Lisa, who just got married, she could care less about any of the details of this wedding. It was really quite remarkable. She did panic, however, when the trolley that was picking the wedding party up arrived over 30 minutes late because of a downed tree and the trolley got lost. But she was cool as a cucumber the whole entire time. It was really pretty amazing. Her husband, on the other hand, was a different story. And I was joking with his family, and I said, in the 8 years I was in the floral business, my new son-in-law was the second to worst bride I had ever dealt with in the 8 years. And I was sort of kidding, but maybe not 100% kidding. Anyway, he had everything down to the detail, to 4 pages of names and shots for the photographer to take and so forth. And it's good that he knows the photographer really well, because Rick has a fantastic band called Ornament, which is a Trans-Siberian Orchestra cover band, and they play all over the East Coast. So the photographer has been the band's photographer for a number of years. So it's great because the photographer knows Rick really well and has a sense of humor about the whole thing. But anyway, you know, the drama that comes out of these things, whether it's a wedding or a funeral, there's always some kind of drama. You know, for example, with the wedding, the guest list was huge. So anyone who was not married or did not have a, you know, long-term partner, last year when they started organizing the wedding, was not allowed to bring a date. And which we thought back then, well, you know, what are you going to do? They've got a big guest list. Okay, so now I'm single, and my best friend is single, the mother of the bride. And we thought, well, okay, that's all right. Well, but in the meantime, I started seeing someone and have been seeing this person for quite a long time now and really would have liked to take him to the wedding. And my friend, the mother of the bride, wanted to bring a dance partner to the wedding because we both ballroom dance. And we knew we wouldn't have an opportunity to really dance with anyone at the wedding in ballroom style, other than my son. And as it turned out, the dance floor was too small to dance ballroom anyway. But that being said, so some, you know, noses were bent and people got upset and those things happen. And again, you know, here at funerals, same thing. My cousin had, this is the funeral now, with my aunt who just passed away. My cousin, her daughter, decided that my brother and I should get our grandparents' wedding rings because we grew up with our grandparents for the most part and were the closest with them. And she thought that it would be it would be nice for us to have them rather than to go with my aunt. So she expressed this to my aunt's husband. And so he let us know that he had something to give us. And it's sort of an interesting twist of what happened, because 2 weeks prior to the funeral, I was working with my Envision coach, who is one of Colette Baron Reed's coaches, Susan Mullen. And I've been helping Colette as a volunteer since she started her Envision program almost 2 years now. And I've had great success with it. I love to volunteer and help her new coaches. So anyway, I had done this process, and an Envision process is sort of like it's a meditation, it's a creative visualization. It's really, really effective to get through if you're having stress or trauma in your life. It's really fabulous and a quick way to get around the root of the problem and not have to go into years and years of counseling. And not saying that counseling isn't helpful, because it can be, and I have done the counseling route as well. But the Envision process, it's based on Joseph Campbell's work, is phenomenal. So if you ever have the opportunity to do some type of processes like this, I highly, highly recommend it. And so during a session with my coach 2 weeks ago, I went into this meditation and we were talking about my grandmother. And, you know, this whole thing with my aunt was particularly stressful for me because there was a lot of family dynamics around this particular aunt who had been living with my grandmother for a number of years. And anyway, it's sort of a long, complicated story. But basically, she was seeing a card reader. And this is maybe good for you guys out there to hear, you know, because just like in any field, there are people who are at the top of their game, at the top of their field, who are absolutely excellent. And then there are a lot of people who are at the bottom of the field who maybe aren't so accurate or good. And I believe this was the case with my aunt. She had been seeing this card reader who kept telling her that my aunt wanted to move to Florida. And she was planning on that with her now husband, who was then her boyfriend. They had bought a piece of land and it had been paid for, and they were going to build a house. So this card reader kept telling my aunt that my grandmother was not going to make it to Florida. Now, this is her mother, my aunt's mother. And I kept saying to my aunt, you know, you can't predict death. And if any of you out there ever go to a card reader or a palm reader or whatever, please, if they predict death and say, oh, you're going to die in whenever or somebody you know is, run away. Just run away. Because for the simple reason is we don't know what can happen. There are only two people, I believe, who know what your path is as far as when it's time for you to go, and that is between you and your creator. I have a very good friend who started out as a client 12 years ago who was diagnosed with end-life stage cancer, and the Dana-Farber Institute had sent her home and told her to go make her final arrangements. Well, I met her about two weeks after this had happened, and I had never met her before. Another client of mine had given this friend's mother-in-law a reading with me for Christmas, and the mother-in-law was staying at my friend's house. So I went to do the reading at her home, and she was standing at the top of the stairs. And again, I'd never met her mother-in-law or her at this point. And she was standing at the top of the stairs holding a baby on her hip. And I looked up at the top of the stairs and I said, don't believe what they tell you, you're going to make it. And you can actually read her. I think her testimonial is on my website. And the website, by the way, is www.cynthiafontaine.com. So I went downstairs, did the reading for her mother-in-law, and then came back up a half an hour later and spent the next couple of hours with her. And she has made it. She's gone through several other health challenges, and she's pulled through it all. She's an amazing, amazing human being. Not only is she generous and kind and compassionate, but she has been through more medical trauma than many, many people I know. And she can always put a smile on her face, and she's always there to help people whenever she can. So that being said, using her as an example, even when the doctors say, you know, I'm sorry, your time is up, you've got a week, a month, a 6 months, whatever, don't listen to them. They don't know. They're not the maker. They're not the universal life force. And if a reader ever tells you that, run away. So back to the story. So this card reader had been telling my aunt that my grandmother was not going to make it to Florida, and my aunt was really betting on that. Unbeknownst to any of us other than my brother at the time, my grandmother had signed over all of her property to my aunt because she had been ill for a couple of years and was concerned that she would lose the property. So my grandmother lands up in the emergency room the night before they're leaving for Florida, which she didn't want to go, and I tried to convince her to stay with me instead of going to Florida. But not knowing that my aunt had all her money, she really had to go to Florida. But I was not aware of this at the time of this happening. So she ends up in the emergency room on life support. And when we finally get in to see her, my aunt was going to pull the plug on her. because she had a do not resuscitate, and my aunt wigged out because she wanted to be free and clear, wanted to just take all the stuff, the belongings, the household belongings that together of hers and my grandmother's and the money and go to Florida. Well, that didn't happen. She did go to Florida the next day just the same after an altercation emergency room. But anyway, she was not successful in pulling the plug on her. And she left for Florida the next day. Well, like, we were not able to reach her for a week. And when we finally could reach her, she let us know that she wasn't coming back to Florida unless her mother was in a pine box, or if perhaps she recovered, which she wasn't expecting her to, then maybe she would take her to Florida if she could travel. So now, remember, all my grandmother's money is in Florida with my aunt or somewhere. Nobody seems to know where it is. At the end, when I finally reached her a week later, you know, it was pretty apparent that my grandmother was going to pull through this. And for the simple reason, and this is also another good thing for everybody out there to hear and know, that my aunt and her brother, my grandmother's son, would not come up from Florida to see my grandmother in the hospital when she was on life support and when she finally came out of the coma. She just wanted to see them. Had they come, I believe that she would have passed. So this is a really important thing as well. If you have someone in your life who is unwell, make amends with that person before they pass. Because I get so many calls after the fact, and people say, oh, I wish I could have, I wish I said, I wish I had done. Now it's too late. Don't let it be too late for you and the ones that you love. Don't let it be too late. Though I hadn't spoken with this aunt since all the chaos with my grandmother ensued, which was in 2002, I just could not bring myself to having a relationship with this aunt any longer after what she was doing to my grandmother. So that being said, despite that, when we learned that she was ill, I did call her and I spoke with her. And there was a time in my life when she was very, very, very important in my life. Growing up as a child, you know, she was always there and so forth. That being said, it wasn't always positive. In fact, there was a lot of negativity. She was rock solid. She was always there. So remembering that and being grateful for those times, I phoned her and was able to speak with her and let her know that I loved her. And she told me she loved me as well. And that really helped me, even despite of what had happened and having felt that I had lost all those years with this aunt who was so dear to me, that really helped to put closure and to start heal some old wounds. So I really encourage you, if you have people in your life, and they don't necessarily have to be ill or on their deathbed, but if you have people in your life who have meant a great deal to you in the past and you've had some kind of falling out, I really, really recommend that you reach out to them. Not saying that you have to be go back, you have to be friends with them or anything, but bury the hatchet and at least say, you know, you're sorry for whatever part you took and make amends. And again, I'm not saying that you have to go back and be friends with them, especially if you've had, you know, terrible trauma and abuse and things like that. But for your own self, your own knowing and your own healing, go back and try to close that space, sort of, you know, heal that wound. I really, really highly encourage you to do that. So I just want to take a moment here and to let you know how to reach me outside of Blog Talk Radio. You can find me on Twitter, and my Twitter is, I make it really simple. My name is everything. So Cynthia Fontaine at Cynthia Fontaine is my Twitter. And I'm just saying hello to my friends in the chat room out there. And so you can find me also on Facebook. My Facebook is really a long one. I have to say, and I know I keep saying I'm going to change it, but I'm so reluctant to change it. Plus, I don't really know how. I'm also looking to learn how to make MP3s. So if anybody out there has any knowledge of how to make MP3s, I'd like to do that because I want to start offering you guys audio broadcasts, audio recordings, doing meditations and trainings and things like that. I did buy a Dragon Speaks program, which I thought I was going to be able to use and connect my digital recorder into the computer and download the recording, but I'm so not tech savvy. The Dragon Speaking took over my whole computer, and I ended up having to take it off because I couldn't even use my mouse. So if anybody out there has any knowledge of this stuff and would like to clue me in, I would be very grateful. So you can reach me by email. My email is CynthiaFontaine@live.com. I do have to let you know, though, I get hundreds of emails a day. I know I say this week after week, and it's true. I do sometimes miss emails because it's so much to sort through. If you really want to be sure to connect with me, send me a message on Facebook. And my Facebook public page is facebook.com/pages/intuitive-medium-psychic-gifted-healer-animal-communicator-inspirational-teacher-Cynthia Fontaine. Boy, is that a mouthful or what? I know, but I really do all those things. And more. I'm also certified in past life regression training through Brian Weiss, and I am an ordained minister. I'm certified in angel healing, angel reading, Reiki master. Oh my gosh, the list goes on and on. I am also a shaman by two tribes. But, you know, those things really don't mean a lot as far as I'm concerned, having the certificates on the wall, so to say. You know, it's the experience and who you become rounded with all those things rounded in. And so I sort of have my own style of doing things, as those of you who work with me know. And I don't know what to call it. The Cynthia Fontaine method? I don't know. But I have studied with lots of forefront people in the holistic field over the years. And you sort of pick up things here and there, and then you work them into what you do. You know, for example, I love the work of Byron Katie. And I often use her work with clients. And, you know, anyway, so I'm just babbling on a little bit here. So if you are unable to find my public page, you can go to my private page, and that is on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, Fontaine, F-O-N-T-A-I-N-E, .142. That's my private page, but nothing happens on my private page, I have to say. All the action is on my public page, So if you do friend me on my private page, know that you're really not going to be seeing much happening there. You really want to like my public page because that's where I do all my posting for you guys. And I try to post every day. I know the last couple of weeks has been a little bit less than usual. So I am focusing on, a lot of different areas right now. And we're getting my teaching curriculum up and running. I haven't taught in a couple of years, and I'm going to begin offering classes again, I believe, in the fall. I am tentatively scheduled to do an animal communication workshop at the Blue Angel Healing in Carver, Massachusetts, sometime in August or September. That's not been finalized yet. So I'm working on getting that program together, as well as a Psychic 101 training, and in between seeing my clients and doing the other things that I do, the radio show with you guys and keeping up with social media with you all. And I'm also looking to make MP3s or CDs to do meditation CDs, a CD, and also a training program for children who are gifted children, and it will cover into the spectrum of autism because those children are so highly gifted. There are a lot of gifted children out there, but when you're on, I find especially in the autism spectrum, those kids are really, really gifted and don't know how to express it. Okay, so let's see, did I leave anything out? Email, my website, www.cynthiafontaine.com. Easy peasy, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A-F-O-N-T-A-I-N-E. I also have a line of all-natural body, bath and body products, as many of you well know. And if you don't know, I encourage you to go check them out. After doing about a year and a half or so of research, I launched the line just recently in the last couple of months, and that was due to my adopted daughter, Lisa. One day she was at my house with my son, and she pointed out that in a very popular body lotion, in a that it's a popular chain that most of you probably know. You find them in the malls, but I can't give you their name. If you look on the ingredients, you'll find the ingredient urea. And she was kind to point out that urea is urine. And when I researched it, I found she was correct. But not only did I find that she was correct in that it was urine, but what happens in the chemical process with this is it turns to formaldehyde, and formaldehyde is highly cancer-causing. This is scientifically shown. Well, that kind of blew my mind, and then I really started researching the other ingredients in these products that we use every day on our bodies, and I was really horrified at what I found. Endocrine disruptors, hormone imbalancers, cancer-causing agents, respiratory irritants, the list goes on and on and on. So I really encourage you to look at the products that you use every day on your body and the food that you also consume. Because, my theory is you pay now or you pay later. So you treat yourself well now with the highest quality things that you can, pure, back to simplicity in nature, or you pay the doctor's bills later. So I really highly encourage you to take a look at the products you're using. Take a look at my line, Alchemy of the Earth, and you can find it on the web, alchemyoftheearth.com, alchemyoftheearth.com. So I encourage you to check that out. Anyway, so I think that's all of my sort of housekeeping, so to say. If you'd like to call in again, we still have some time. I can take callers. The number is 818-691-7313. And if you have any questions, and if you're in the chat room, feel free to message me with any questions that you might have. Okay? So let's touch on some astrology for the week here. If you've listened in before, you know I normally do try to touch in with some astrology, and I'm just looking for my notes here. We have major planetary shifting going on right now. We just had a grand trine, a new moon. We've had lots of planets in Cancer, which Cancer is all about emotions and the home. Mercury has also been in retrograde and will be in retrograde until July 20th. So if you are thinking about signing contracts or buying a big item purchase like a car or a computer or a new phone or whatever, I highly recommend you wait until after July 20th. You know, I've always gone by Mercury retrograde, and one time about 3 years ago, Apple was having a special that if you bought a computer by a certain date in September, you got a free iPod. And I thought, I really would like that iPod. And it was at the end of a Mercury retrograde, and I kept waiting and waiting and waiting. And finally I said, you know what, I'm going to take my chance and order that laptop because I want that free iPod. Well, I got the laptop, I got the free iPod, and it was either the last day or the second to the last day of a Mercury retrograde. And, oh, my God, the laptop was a nightmare. It didn't work right the moment it came out of the box. And it eventually had the entire inside replaced. Now, I love my Apple, my Mac, I have to say. I'll never switch back to a PC. I have the desktop as well. And the desktop, knock on wood, that's the kind of funny kind of thing that my family does. If you say something and you want to make sure it stays good, then you knock on wood. You know, like the desktop has been good, knock on wood. It'll continue to be good. The desktop's been wonderful. I absolutely love it. So, but this laptop that I bought at the end of a Mercury retrograde was a nightmare. It just had every problem that it could have went wrong with it. So don't buy electronics during a Mercury retrograde. It might sound kind of superstitious, but I've learned from experience it's never a good thing. And if you sign a contract during a Mercury retrograde, chances are you'll have legal issues. Things will come up with the contract. It's not a good idea to sign a contract during a Mercury retrograde. So just put it off another 10 days. And then you can do those things. And who knows, maybe if you're buying a car or a new computer or phone or whatever, you'll get a better price in 10 days. So with astrological things that are going on this week, look for this to be sort of a challenging week. Now, knowing that, you can take that and turn it into positive, okay? This week is all about it's how I feel. It's all about me, how I feel. You may going to be experiencing domestic challenges, arguments, tempers may flare. Remember that it's okay to be angry as the anger is driving you towards emotional change. I mean, it's best to try not to get to that point. And in the first place, and, you know, how we do that is we suppress the anger for so long and then, you know, we just blow up. So talk about things before it gets to that point. But if you have things that are sort of brewing, expect that this is going to be the week that they may really blow. So know that change is in the wind. It with all the planetary things we have going on, change is happening. Change is really the only consistent. So learn how to flow with the change rather than to hold on tightly. And this has sort of been a theme this year. And you've probably, if you've listened in before, you've probably heard me say that this is the year to let go of the old and welcome in the new, whether that be old things in your life that you don't use anymore around your house or clothing or books or even possibly relationships. And, you know, I don't lightly say that around relationships. You know, I highly recommend that you try every avenue before ending a relationship, especially if there are children involved in the relationship. But, you know, it takes two people in a relationship to make it work. And sometimes, you know, one of the parties isn't really interested. So that being said, I highly encourage, though, that you do what you can to try to work that out prior to just dissolving the relationship. But this year is about change, and it's about planting the seeds of what you want to see in your life, really for the next half of your life, for the next year and years to come. So what are you going to plant in your garden? Are you going to plant weeds, or are you going to plant beautiful roses or lilies or whatever kind of flowers that you love? And if you don't love flowers, you know, pretend that you're collecting a garden of antique cars if that's what you love. So what is it that you're planting? And are you ready to make changes and let go of the old things you no longer need? Some of us hold on to things for so long and we think, oh, I've got to keep this because someday I might need it. Well, I found many years ago that though occasionally that may happen, and I have to say, when I started this journey many, many years ago in the holistic arena, I did a space clearing certification workshop in Boston, and the instructor had us come home and throw away a book. Well, I was mortified. I thought, oh, my God, a book is the holy grail. How can you throw away a book? And then I realized it was just a book. And how many books are written that either are no longer relevant or perhaps don't resonate with us or maybe even aren't possibly true. They are out there. So when I realized that, oh, it's just a book, it's not the Holy Grail, I threw it away. And that allowed me to start getting rid of other things that I didn't need or use anymore. And the next thing I went through was my makeup case. Got rid of any makeup that was more than 6 months old, which you should do anyway because it's really a health hazard. And now I really, really don't use makeup. And when I do, it's, you know, natural mineral makeup or things like that. Just, again, because of the chemicals that are in the makeup. So I use very little and go for the natural stuff. Anyway. So that being said, I encourage you to go through your closet, go through your attic, clean up your phone list on your phone, your email list on your computers, make space for new things, and then sit down and figure out what those new things are. What do you want to see in your life? Do you want a new relationship? Well, how's your relationship with yourself? That's a biggie. Whatever relationship comes into your life is going to be a reflection of the relationship you have with yourself and who you really believe deep down inside you are. So do you want to attract someone fabulous? Do you want to attract someone who's kind, considerate, maybe has some money, steady, you know, secure, who's secure, that kind of thing? Even if you don't have lots of money, you can still feel secure in what you do have. And those feelings are what attracts other people to us. So how are you feeling? What are you projecting to the universe? I know we started out talking about weddings and funerals and emotions. And, you know, this was this was sort of a perfect time for all these events to happen in my life, with all this emotional stuff and cancer and the sign of water and tears flowing and so forth. And, you know, and it's a time to release the old and welcome in the new, to put closure on old relationships and things like that, and embrace what's to come. But really, what do you want to see come? What do you want to see in your life? What good thing? When you plan for it and really feel like you deserve those things, that's when they show up. It's amazing. It's really, really amazing. Let's take a breather here for a second. We were talking about before, and sorry, I got off track, about working with my coach and doing a meditation 2 weeks prior to the my aunt passing. Anyway, my cousin had again suggested that my brother and I get our grandparents' rings, wedding rings. And 2 weeks prior, I had done an envision process with Susan, and my grandmother came to me with a heart locket in the meditation. And after the meditation, Susan asked if I could get a locket and put my grandmother's picture in it. And I thought, well, I could do that. But it didn't feel right. So I waited. And I waited. And the day of my aunt's services, when my cousin Debbie asked John to present the rings to us, my other brother, James, was also there. And he also felt that, you know, he wanted to give something to my other brother and not leave him out. So he gave him a cross, gave my brother, my other brother, my grandfather's wedding band, gave me my grandmother's wedding band, and then held out his hand and had two items in his hand. One was my grandmother's diamond ring, which had been promised to me by my grandmother since I was a little girl. And the other was a heart locket. And I stood there stunned because my grandmother 2 weeks before had brought me this locket in a meditation. And I could hear her voice saying, oh, you know, this ring is yours. And then I could see the heart locket and her presenting it to me in the meditation. So John said, choose one. So I took the heart locket. Well, we got back to the funeral home, and my cousin Debbie saw that the diamond ring wasn't on my hand, and she almost had a nervous breakdown because the diamond ring was supposed to go to me. So anyway, and this is back on the topic, weddings and funerals, and the family complications that can happen. So the phone call gets made to my brother because my brother had the ring, and is told that we have to change the jewelry. So, you know, there's always somebody unhappy in the end, and it's just the way it is. It's unfortunate. But the necklace was meant for my brother's partner. And anyway, so that was all changed. That's all done. And things seem to be okay at the moment, but it was a little tense there for a while. But just keep the whole point sort of is keep the communication open and don't hold a grudge. You know, it's okay if it's not safe or if a relationship is not positive for you, it's okay to step away from that relationship. What's not okay is to hold a grudge because it doesn't do anything for the other person necessarily, but what it does do is puts weight on you, and it can really mess up your energy field, and it can bring you health challenges. You know, the day of my aunt's passing, I ended up in the emergency room. And I know it was all, you know, stress and knowing that I was going to have to deal with her kids and her husband and so forth. So, which that's a whole other story. It's kind of a funny one. But anyway, I knew that I had all these things that I would have to deal with, and I was dreading it. And it ended up turning out to be okay. I had my cousin here for several days, and I hadn't seen him in a number of years since he relocated to Florida. And it was great catching up with him. And, you know, you do the looking at the old pictures things, and all that was great. But anyway, I ended up in the hospital because of the stress just went through the roof. And I know all the right things to do. I know how to meditate. I know how to, you know, do the right thing. And though I was focusing on those things, I just couldn't completely get it under control. So anyway, the whole point is, if you don't know how to meditate, learn it. If you have stress in your life, learn how to deal with it, as I am, being reminded that, you know, I really need to focus on meditating more, and I am. The last couple of weeks with all the fundraising events and the wedding and my aunt's illness and everything, I really have to say that I was not focused on myself, and I was not focused on my well-being, and I really was lax on my meditation practice. And it really showed. You know, in the end, I ended up in the ER. So learn how to do those things for yourself. Learn how to step back and breathe and make space for you to have time to feed your soul, whatever that, in whatever way that may be. You may like walking in nature, being at the, going to the beach, meditating, you know, whatever it is. You may enjoy a fabulous dinner. And, you know, I encourage you to enjoy every single bite as you bite into that dinner. Be grateful and thankful for the people who prepared it and the Earth, Mother Earth, for providing it. So take the time to nurture and take care of yourself. It's really, really so, so important. So as we're talking about this, I want to take a minute to just do a little quiet meditation. So if you don't know how to meditate, feel comfortable that you can have the best meditations at a stoplight. And I've had the best meditations at a stoplight, by the way. The person behind you always lets you know when it's time to go. So that being said, it's not necessary to sit on a cushion for 2 hours. Though I try to meditate. When I meditate, normally I do it for about a half an hour at a time, sometimes an hour, sometimes 2 hours. But we don't all have time for that in our schedule, and I don't have time for it every day. Myself either, but I do try to get in at least a couple of minutes every day. So for those of you who are familiar with meditation and meditative breathing, you know, I'd like you to start that process now. For those of you who aren't, I would like you, if you're driving, not to participate in this and listen to this at a later time and do it when you are in a safe spot at home or in your office or whatever, where you can be sitting. So if you're distracted, please, if you're driving or cutting vegetables or using heavy equipment, please do not do this at that time, this time. If you are able to do this at this time, place both feet flat on the floor. You can place your palms up in your hands, back straight, and take in a nice, deep, cleansing belly breath. And with belly breathing, most of us breathe very shallowly and only fill up the top part of our lungs. With belly breathing, you want to expand your abdomen before your chest expands. And that really gets the oxygen to fill up your entire lung capacity. And it pushes the toxins and the junk that gathers in the bottom of your lungs out So, and that makes your lungs more healthy. So, as you are breathing in, your belly should go out first. And you can place your hand on your belly if you want, if you're not familiar with how to do this, to make sure you're doing it correctly. So you take a nice deep breath in through your nose. And as your abdomen expands, then your lungs fill with air, your chest expands. Hold it for just a couple of seconds and then breathe out through your mouth. And a big whoosh out. It's great to make some kind of audible sound when you exhale out, because that triggers the brain that something more is happening, and it gives the brain the signal that, oh, we're relaxing now. Okay, so now as you breathe in, we don't have time for a really long meditation here, and I think maybe next week we'll do a lengthy meditation and go out into the galaxy and do some quantum work into the matrix. So let's take a couple more deep belly breaths now in and hold it. And exhale out through your mouth with some type of audible sound at the end, whether it's ah or whoosh or oh or whatever. Ah. And you can feel your body relaxing. So if you find yourself in a stressful situation, just take a moment and do a couple of deep breathing cycles like that. And you will find that the body normally relaxes, and then it gives you a second to take a step back and get a different point of view of the situation, brings your blood pressure down, and all kinds of good things like that. Fortunately, I am back to good health. I did need to be on medication, antibiotics, as I did have an infection. But I am grateful for the medical doctors, though I primarily go the holistic route. Occasionally, you have to go the regular medical route, and I'm grateful when that opportunity is there, that availability is there. So for any of you who are concerned or thinking, about how I am, my health is improved, and I am back on the road to wellness. I will be at a fundraising event this weekend. Again, it's a four-day event. It begins today at 5 o'clock in Portsmouth, Rhode Island. So any of you who are local to Rhode Island, I'd love to see you come out. The event is the St. Anthony's Feast at the Portuguese American Club in Portsmouth, Rhode Island. And my cousin's band will be playing tomorrow night, Friday night, at, I'm not sure if they start at 8 or at 9 o'clock, but his band is called Mr. Chubb. They're a fabulous, fabulous band. So if you're local, I highly recommend you come out. Tonight there'll be a DJ. Saturday night, Ghost Town, the band is playing. And then Sunday there'll be an auction. And it's a great, great event. So I will be there. So if you are local, come by and say hi. I'd love to see you. And this raises money for a scholarship for a high school graduating senior. Raises money for the car show that I'm co-hosting in September is the fundraiser for the scholarship. So I love all you guys, and I thank you for tuning in, whether you are live or listen to the replay. I send my love out to you. And again, you can reach me. My email is cynthiafontaine@live.com. Follow me on Twitter, cynthiafontaine@cynthiafontaine. Find me on Facebook, Intuitive Medium, Psychic, Gifted Healer, Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. If you can't find that, my private page is cynthiafontaine.142. But like my public page, because that's where everything really happens. So I love you guys. I hope to hear from you. Have a blessed and wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you next week.
Dark thoughts, goodbye. In a blink, we all die. But the sadness all around us, and I ask why. We'll be gone easily, sweet lies. We'll be gone easily. Every light in my life, every road to eternity, every cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roll free like the spirit I was meant to. Let me roll free like the spirit I was meant to.